Hello, everyone, and welcome to the very first episode of CMSC Media's Insights and Innovations podcast series. We're inviting industry experts to dive into the latest developments, trends, and news about products and services in and around the content management industry. We have an exciting episode planned for you today as we have Galia Wessler joining us. Galia is a serial entrepreneur who is currently CEO and founder of her second company, Plazas Technologies. She is a software engineer who I would describe as a thought leader and has been a speaker on the TEDx stage. She is a blockchain technology aficionado and has discussed blockchain on many different stages around the world. Today, Galia is going to help us understand more about what blockchain is and how it could be utilized in your business. Welcome to the podcast, Galia. Welcome to the podcast, Galia.
Thank you very much. So happy to be here.
We're so happy to have you here. So if we could just jump right in, could you explain how blockchain technology differs from the hype of cryptocurrency?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a pleasure to be here today. And you know, what we do in Plazas Technologies is we focus on developing cutting edge technologies, whether it's blockchain or AI. And I myself am very passionate about blockchain. It's a pleasure to sit here and explain what is blockchain all about. So when you hear about the hype that's happening in cryptocurrencies, it has to do with all the ones that we know, which is Bitcoin and Ethereum and all the well-known coins, but also the coins that different companies, even our company, you know, were trying to launch in the past couple of years in the form of ICOs. But the main difference is that when you think about blockchain, you have to think about it kind of like a digital decentralized ledger. Right. And what a ledger does, it keeps records. And what blockchain does is it keeps these records of transactions that take place in a peer-to-peer network, also known as the Internet of today, where blockchain is referred to the next Internet, really. The major innovation in the blockchain technology is that it allows for the market participants that transfer different assets across the Internet to be able to communicate and to deliver these assets without a central party. The main difference is that cryptocurrencies, let's talk about Bitcoin, for example, Bitcoin is a form of delivering payments from one peer to another without the usage of the bank. And the way you do that is using cryptography, is using consensus, there's different mechanisms to provide this payment from one person to the next, and basically algorithms and smart contracts that allow for this payment to arrive, say from my account into your account. There's a different things that are being checked, different things that are automatically being checked. For example, when you use a transfer of cryptocurrency, we could check things that the bank is checking as well, if we have enough money in a bank account, if in fact the funds left my account and arrived to your account, it can verify our identity, it can verify that we don't belong to some anti-money laundering list. So all these things that the bank doing a really good job as a middleman, we can replace that with an algorithm. So the main difference is that the cryptocurrency really is, it's one form of implementation of the underlying technology called blockchain. And we can actually use blockchain to deliver different digital assets that are not just money. So if I were to give you an example of a digital asset, you can think about other things that you care about. Investment, it can be agreements in the form of rental agreement, mortgage agreement, it can be employment agreement, it can also be identity, right? If you think about your identity, that is a digital asset that the middleman here that is taking care of your identity, hence your passport, your residency, is the government, right? So there's different examples when we talk about blockchain and digital assets that are moving around this new generation of internet that are being facilitated with this phenomenal technology called blockchain.
So when it comes to business implementation of blockchain, what challenges can it solve?
Yeah, that's a really good question. You know, after the rise and fall of ICOs and the rise and fall and fluctuations in the cryptocurrencies, you know, if we were to talk about Bitcoin, for example, and all the hype and all the comparison and all the different bad negativity that's being attached to it, unfortunately, businesses are really eager to learn what can we do with blockchain technology that relates to our business. So the first thing that I would say is, if there is a business, and it doesn't matter the size, it can be small, medium, large, we specifically deal with medium-sized businesses. Think about a business that you own, and you have to move and protect different digital assets for your clients, right? And what are the digital assets that we mentioned from before? So it can be, for example, sensitive data, right? It can be, for example, maybe supply chain, maybe it's goods and services that you do. Maybe it has to do with payments and cross-border payments that you have to do. So that will relate to fintech company, but it can also relate to companies that do HR, right? Because they hire people. It can also relate to companies that that are doing a marketplace type behavior, which is selling goods and services. So when you implement blockchain technology in your business, one of the challenges that you have in your business is a lot of business processes that are very, very manual, and that they use a third party as a middleman. And you sometimes, as a company, you are the middleman as well. So the reason why you should be incentivized to look at blockchain is because it can really help you streamline and accelerate your business process and increase protection against cyber threats. But essentially what it does is it will reduce and eliminate the role of intermediaries and positively affect your bottom line. So if you think about business processes that you're delivering, so let's take as an example, right? One of our customers is in HR, and they have to employ employees all over the world. So they deal with multiple parties, legal, immigration, clients that they're hiring for, the worker on the other end, right? So they have to sign different legal contracts and employment contracts, and they have to adhere to certain criteria. So what we're doing using blockchain is we're automating the process of, for example, onboarding a worker, signing the agreement, making sure that he gets the appropriate visa, making sure that the right officer have looked, making sure that we protect their private data because some of that data resides in Europe. So we have to comply with GDPR, for example. We automate that with algorithms and with a thing called smart contract, which is a self-executed code. And then what we do is we put proof of that business process on the blockchain, right? So we talked about blockchain being a ledger that holds these transactions. So what it does is it holds these transactions in that ledger in an immutable manner. So really what that means, it means that you provide proof, for example, when you onboarded this worker, you provide proof that the officer has approved it, the visa was received, the client is happy with the conditions, the worker has signed and agreed to the conditions as well, and all the parties come together, they agree on that, and you sign that proof on the blockchain so that it's forever there, and there couldn't be any disputes in the future. So what you did here is you provided transparency for your business, you provided acceleration of the business process by automation, and you also provided security against cyber threats, and you eliminated a lot of the roles of the different intermediaries, again, using automation.
Wow, so it sounds like it can help a lot of different parts within your business just move more smoothly. So for what industries would you say are leading the way with blockchain technology, and what are some of the common reasons that they're adopting the technology?
Yeah, absolutely. So, being involved, we've been doing software development. I've got another company for the past 10 years, and we've been involved in blockchain for, I would say, almost 2 years now. What we've seen the most amount of adoption is happening in industries that has to do with, like we said before, fintech, insurance, so claims management. And let me give you a little example. When I went to one of my business trips, I was traveling all over the world. I'm a Canadian citizen, so I have a Canadian insurance. I got really sick when I was in Europe and I had to see a doctor, right? To see a doctor in a private clinic actually cost me around $3,000, believe it or not, right? So in order for me not to pay the $3,000 from my pocket, I had to call my insurance provider. I had to put them in touch with the clinic, put them together in touch. So I was the middleman and they were the middleman. Everything was done manually. In the end, I didn't pay. They paid directly. But imagine with a claim management case, you have to prove that you have the insurance, that the insurance company is willing to pay, that they're covering for you, that the clinic is a clinic that accepts these types of insurance, and that you're actually sick, and to show, for example, blood results or whatever that has to do with your record. And all these things are happening manually. So companies like, say, insurance companies or healthcare companies, or even when we talk about supply chain companies or fintech companies, they do all these different processes completely manual. So the ones that are really leading the way our companies in healthcare and insurance, and like I said, with HR, anything that has to do with cross-border. So to give you a specific example, Walmart, about maybe 2 years ago, embarked with a pilot with IBM. And what they did is they used Hyperledger, which is a type of a private blockchain, to be able to track the supply chain of their goods of the different Walmarts around the world. And they've done a remarkable pilot that is now being adopted and now asking all of their vendors to basically provide proof of every single step that is happening in the supply chain, right? That's what Walmart is doing. If I were to give you a more vivid example, a company like Apple, right? It's a public company, and they report to their investors, I believe, a couple of percentages of loss. You know why they report on loss?
No.
Because in the supply chain, right? They say, for example, they deliver a new iPhone or a new MacBook to my office, right? That has to leave the manufacturing place. Then it has to, and then maybe there's different things that are happening there. Then it goes on the delivery truck. Then it goes on the warehouse. Then it goes on to the Apple store downtown Vancouver. Mm-hmm. Then it's been shipped to our office. So what will happen along the way, and that's what Apple is reporting, is things happen because they happen manually and nobody's reporting. The iPhone will break, the MacBook will scratch, the whatever who's bringing it, maybe will take one for his pocket, right? So what they're doing, if say, for example, Apple were to do a supply chain like Walmart did on the blockchain, they will be able to regain back those huge percentages of loss that they're having in their supply chain.
And they'd be able to record it so that the investors know where these losses are coming from, right?
If you think about these companies that are really, really getting into blockchain, actually a lot of consulting companies as well, you're looking at IBM, you're looking at Deloitte, you're looking at Ernst & Young, you're looking at all the big ones. But what I wanted to say to the audience is that you don't have to be a big enterprise corporation to adopt blockchain in your business. It's actually, it might be even easier for you to adopt it, because maybe like in a medium-sized corporation, they might be able to make decisions a little bit faster and understand a little bit more in a more efficient way that they have to implement that in their businesses. And they might see the impact on their business much faster. Because when you're dealing with a medium-sized company where they deal with, you know, obviously different volumes of transactions or different volumes of different business process and clients that they have, they might be able to implement that in a much, much faster way and even compete with the big guys. And there's a way for them to do that without being an enterprise.
So for some of our viewers that might be part of a medium-sized business, what steps would you suggest that they take to get their companies involved in blockchain technology?
Yeah, so I think because the state that we are in society where actually a lot of people, not just company, a lot of people don't really know what blockchain stands for. And then you have to sort of go further in the conversation and ask them, do you know what Bitcoin is? And then they raise their eyebrows and, you know, they start to doubt, like, what are your intentions? And then you explain to them, it really is just a form of one type of implementation of blockchain. I think that it's really important to get the right education of what blockchain is. What sort of problems does it want to solve in the world, right? If you think about even the Bitcoin example or cryptocurrencies, one of the major reasons why it even was created, a lot of companies utilize this, is to solve the problem of millions and billions of people that are unbanked, right? People that do not have the right to have a bank account, don't have a right, they deal a lot of times with cash, they're very, very vulnerable. And so people that are unbanked, and also, if you think about, there's a big projects that the UN is now doing with a lot of immigration that is happening in different countries, right? People that have to leave their countries, and so that they're losing their identity. Blockchain is there to solve these really big, you know, humanitarian problems in the world. But I think for businesses, if they were to narrow down and focus on what is it that they do, what digital assets do they move and protect around the internet for their clients, for their users, then they might come to the realization that blockchain may be a good solution for them. Now, another thing that I wanted to mention is that even though you see the really big companies, we've mentioned IBM, You've got the Deloitte, you've got the Young, all the big ones are, and the banks, the big banks as well, are already getting into blockchain. It's actually an opportunity for the small and medium-sized businesses to get in the game as soon as possible. Obviously, because of the efficiency that I spoke about before, obviously because of the fact that they can actually protect their users and customers' assets, and they can do it in a much better way. But it can also give them a competitive advantage because not a lot of medium-sized companies are using blockchain, right? And so the first steps that they can do is educate themselves online, right? Watch podcasts like that, watch even there's TED Talks about blockchain. And what we do is we provide a free assessment, so they're welcome to come and talk to us. We'll bring our architects into the conversation. We really understand, you know, what are the different processes that they're dealing with, where are the different sticky points and manual points and intermediary type behavior that's happening in their business, and really see if it is, in fact, a good use case for them, because it's not for every company.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's wonderful. Can you give us a bit of information about where viewers can find you and find more information about Plazas Technologies?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we're very happy to help any organization, wherever they are in the world, even though we are located in beautiful Vancouver in British Columbia. We have our presence in Europe, and we've got our presence in North America, and we're looking to get into other countries. So wherever you are in the world, you're more than welcome to get in touch with us. Our focus really is to help companies that are forward-thinking and companies that are interested in automations, in transparency, also in looking at blockchain technology, even AI technology, and see how it can help them positively affect their bottom line and also help them with their competitive advantage. One of the best ways to get in touch with us is, first of all, you can read more information on our website, which is plazus.com, plazus.com. And you're more than welcome to contact me directly. My email address is Galya, G-A-L-Y-A, at plazus.com, plazus.com.
Wonderful. Well, that's about all the time we have. Thank you so much for joining us today, Galya.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Same to you.
Thanks so much for watching our first episode of Insights and Innovations. If you enjoyed that, stay tuned for our next podcast.